702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilo Mpakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
Today, the 2nd of April, is World Autism Day. It's a condition that we've increasingly, you know, began to speak much, much more openly about. It's not odd to hear someone describing themselves or being described as being on the spectrum. You might even be a fan of that Netflix show, Atypical, starring an autistic teen. But, you know, depending on where you're coming from, what your situation is, there's no doubt a need to learn as much as possible or even more about autism. My guest on the line is Ilana Gershlovitz. Ilana is an author of Saving My Sons. It's a journey with autism. And Ilana is also the director of Star Academy. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
You know, it's autism. World Autism Day is observed, as I said, on the 2nd of April every year, and an important endeavor, an occasion to make people understand what autism is, and most importantly, accept people with autism, right, and foster worldwide support and understanding. Tell us about your journey with autism and what brought you to writing the book, Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism.
I wrote the book, Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism, so that I could give parents a guide. And, you know, they are now where I was 17 years ago. And I wanted to provide them with a roadmap and a way forward. There's so much information out there. And when you have a young developing child, especially 18-month-old, 2-year-old, and if they're not developing on time, you know, you really do need to act as soon as possible, because we do know the red flags to autism, and early intervention does set the stage for best outcomes. Now, you mentioned earlier that autism is a spectrum. Absolutely. To April, marking World Autism Awareness Day, we want to create an awareness that autism has become a global crisis. The statistics of children being diagnosed is absolutely alarming. And then just to tell you about my road with autism, I had 2 children diagnosed with autism. My oldest, who is 18, he is severely autistic, mm-hmm. and we've survived that, we're living through that, we share the journey in the book, Saving My Sons. And then my youngest son, who actually lost his diagnosis of autism. Mm.
Sure, those are quite interesting situations for both your sons. When you talk about severely autistic, in your son's case, what does that mean? And we'll move on to your second born and him losing, as you say, his diagnosis.
I'm so glad you asked me that question. It can be unimaginable. Mm. Let me talk about severe autism, because, you know, to understand the spectrum of autism can be so challenging. There's so many voices that represent the spectrum of autism, and we honor and respect all those views and voices today.
Sure.
As a mother raising a child, thousands and thousands of mothers around the globe today, let me tell your listeners what we're experiencing with a child with autism, mm-hmm. on the severe end of the spectrum. They can't speak. Can you imagine not speaking vocally for one day, one hour, one day, mm. 2 days? Mm. How would you communicate your needs, what you want?
So speak to that, Ilana. How do you and your family work with, interact with, support your older son if he's not verbal?
The message on 2 April today is one of hope, because even though he is the worst case scenario and he is severely autistic, what is the message? Autism is treatable. No parents need ever give up on their hopes and dreams for their child's future. Even with my severely autistic son, through the right education program, we've managed to make him independent and functional. Mm. He uses an iPad with a communication program where he can actually type to us. Mm. Can you imagine? So we want to give these children a voice.
Mm, mm, mm. Absolutely. And, you know, then we move to your second son, who, your firstborn, is severely autistic, as you just unpacked for us. And your second son, you say, has lost his diagnosis of autism. What does that mean, and when did that happen?
That's a really good question. He was diagnosed at very young age, before 17 months. He was spinning in a circle. He lost his speech. He lost his eye contact. I'm now highlighting red flags to autism.
Yeah.
Children can flap their hands, walk on their toes. You can see a regression in development. This happened with my youngest son. And then because we'd already been 10 years into research on autism, you know, we had access to the right professionals, both medically as well as the right education program. He went into an education program for 7 hours a day for 4 years called Applied Behavior Analysis, ABA. It is the only evidence-based treatment for children on the spectrum, endorsed in America. By the U.S. Surgeon General, American Academy of Pediatrics. In Italy, it is law that it is first-line treatment. So just to answer your question, you asked me, what does it mean to lose your diagnosis? It means that he has been reassessed by an educational psychologist and no longer displays the criteria to autism listed in the Diagnostic and Statistics Manual. It means that he is in a mainstream school with no support, and it means that he has scored average to above average on his IQ.
Sure, that's really phenomenal, Ilana. That really, really is phenomenal. And I'm going to ask you to just let us, you know, let us into the world of applied behavior analysis or what that looks like. It sounds pretty intensive, 7 hours a day. But, you know, just for to our listeners, if you are a parent of a child with autism, and perhaps you are on the spectrum as well, give us a shout and talk to us about your lived experience or just paint a picture for us about how you were able to access help and or treatment, because so many parents are not given adequate resources when their child is diagnosed or struggle to find the right kind of treatment for their child. So what has been your journey with treatment or therapy for your autism or in fact your own child's autism? Let's unpack that, please, Liz, Ilana. Applied behavior analysis. What is happening? And what was happening in those 7 hour intensive sessions that your second son was undergoing?
When we talk about ABA, we talk about a scientific methodology rooted in the principles of psychology. ABA uses what the child loves to motivate them to learn those skills that they're missing. So it works on reducing the challenging behaviors that keep our children and adults from integrating in society, and works on actually helping them to acquire those skills that they need to integrate into society and to lead an independent and functional life. There are myths around ABA. It is not torture treatment. It is not dog treatment. You know, in America, it's covered in 50 states by medical insurance. They would need to prove that this is, in fact, a medical necessity to get that cover. So what did the 7 hours look like? We had to teach him to speak. So imagine a stroke patient who has lost the ability to speak, who has lost the ability to make a cup of tea. So the 7 hours a day covered working on his language and communication skills, working on his cognitive skills, his social skills, motor skills, and a lot more. But we did this through play, through, you know, it's not sitting next to the child and drilling them like a robot. So many, many myths around the intervention.
You know, many people might confuse the terms or use the terms interchangeably, Asperger's or autism. Can you distinguish the difference for us?
I'm glad you asked this because there is so much confusion. So Asperger's used to be that category where you had somebody who had a very good command of language. So I often find, you know, in South Africa, parents will say, my child is 3 or my child is 5 and they have Asperger's, but then I find the child's got 3 or 4 words or they're non-vocal. So really with that old Asperger's diagnosis, you have to have a really good command of language. You have to be very vocal, but then you actually have restricted interests, you can have repetitive behaviors, okay. You really have social deficits. And I just want to come back to that ADA. So if we're working with an adult, or we're working with an older person, you know, they've done so well in that they're so functional, they're so cognitive, they can't even comment on what it feels like to have the diagnosis. Again, remember the spectrum. We've got kids who can't talk at all. So just one voice on the spectrum can't be the entire representation of the spectrum. But take that person who can speak, who can function, who can be a professor at a university, but they've got social deficits and they're on the spectrum. That person can also be helped through applied behavior analysis so that they can become more successful in their social interaction and relationships and be more successful in their job. I think it's a myth that people have that, oh, you want to change me. You don't accept me the way I am. That's not it. We want to give you the skills so that you can function and have a good and productive and happy life integrated into society.
Sure. Ilana, obviously you are the director of Star Academy, so you've got a specific approach to the autism journey and how you help families and those living with autism. What I'm keen to find out from you, though, are, you know, issues around how much we know about and understand either the onset or diagnosis of autism. And if you could just paint a picture of the difference between when your first son was diagnosed until when your first son was diagnosed and the difference in knowledge and understanding between that time and when your second son was diagnosed. And in fact, where we sit now globally and as a country, you know, what does conventional medicine or scientific knowledge say about autism?
A wonderful question. So much to say. So you're correct. So much has changed since my first son was diagnosed 17 years ago. Autism is a digestive disorder. Autism is a metabolic disorder. Autism is an autoimmune. It is not a psychiatric disorder. So that is a very, very important point, and old conventional medicine goes to it being a psychiatric disorder. If the individual had diabetes, would you give them insulin or would you give them psychiatric medication? So how do we treat autism? Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. I call on all dietitians and nutritionists. We need your help to be guiding parents, because the foundation of a treatment protocol for autism lies in the proper diet, removing food allergies, correcting nutritional deficiencies, supporting the immune system, reducing inflammation. Autism is inflammation. So there are many, many treatments available to alleviate the symptoms of autism. The gut-brain connection in autism is now undeniable.
How have you seen that relationship work out with your own sons and help them, Ilana?
Oh my goodness, if we hadn't followed the right nutrition and corrected nutritional deficiencies for both of them, I mean, my oldest was the most worstly affected. He was having, as a child, you know, 10 and 12 stools a day. He had numerous colonoscopies. He was so thin that we, you know, were thinking of putting in a feeding tube. We focused on lots of probiotics, fixing that gut, anti-inflammatories, and, you know, so many children with autism bang their head on the wall, they bang their head on the floor, and that's because they've got stomach aches, they're not able to say that their tummy hurts. Oh my goodness, you know, he used to have self-interest behavior and hit himself because he was in so much pain, he couldn't voice it. And when we fixed his gut gut. He went on to rounds of cortisone, actually. When he fixed his gut, fixed his nutrition, removed food allergies, we saw a child who was calm, who we could take to synagogue, who we could take to the shops. So, you know, so many children who've got intolerance to gluten, to dairy, once they start going onto the right diet, you see such a marked improvement, you get your eye contact back. And then just you asked, you said, what is happening in this country with autism? And my answer is that we are in so much trouble because nothing is happening.
Mm. So from, you know, from it's a support stance, what's available? Are you generally, were you in the position where you had to research and find out more by yourself, not necessarily having guidance from your doctor or the diagnosing doctor?
I was told autism, full stop, goodbye and good luck. Mm. And that's how the doctors are still walking the parents out of the consulting room. So you are being forced into a situation where you have to start researching. I have stalked autism for the last 17 years. That's why I wrote the book, Saving My Son, you know, to tell my journey, to be a guiding light to other parents. Can you imagine the fear, the desperation, not being able to speak? Many parents, I also want to mention, are sleep deprived. Children on the spectrum are picky eaters. They're not sleeping. They're not speaking. They're not developing. Your whole world breaks down. You know, to raise a typically developing child, it's a financial strain. You've got to pay for school fees. You've got to pay for all the things they need. Now, you try raise an autistic child on a shoestring budget. Try and imagine.
Well, Ilana, I can't imagine how difficult it has been for you and in the journey that you've traveled. But I think what's key for me, or what stands out for me, is at the very beginning of our conversation, you said that, you know, it's essentially your book and that you've written, Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism, is a story of hope. And I just want you to, as I say goodbye to you, if you could just give us a sense of how or where or what resources are out there that people can start looking at and thinking about as possible tools that they can utilize for themselves or their children.
Autism is treatable. You as a parent do not need to give up on your hopes and dreams for your child's future. No matter the age, it is never too late to start the right treatment. As an organization, we provide education programs, and many parents will say, we can't access that, we don't have the budget. My response to that is that there is an education program that you can access that can fit into your budget. There are many different options for you to get the right one-on-one individual help for your child on the education side.
And when we talk treatment, you're talking about interventions that aren't going to give you an overnight success story, or, you know, bring in a person who was on the severe end of the spectrum and suddenly, you know, they're unrecognizable from where they used to be. Are we talking incremental differences and changes and tweaks along the way?
Restoring health takes time. Mm. So we are talking about incremental, you know, changes, but no one individual on the spectrum is the same. So some children can have very quick, you know, we've had non-vocal kids go onto the right diet, go onto anti-inflammatories, and oh my goodness, you know, my staff are all crying, the parents are crying because we heard their first word. Everyone's celebrating. So really, it depends on the specific individual. But a lot of work needs to be done in this area to help parents. And parents will say, oh, nutrition. How can I put my child onto the right diet? You know, I'm hardly managing, you know, to feed them on a daily basis. But we think cereal for breakfast. We think we have to buy specific gluten-free products. I feed my kids chicken soup. Best thing for autism, chicken soup. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. You know, if you want to get the brain functioning, you really have to fix that gut.
Yep. Ilana, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really, really appreciate you making the time to speak to us about your experience and your journey.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to shine a light on autism. And if you're a parent, listening, a professional, please discard your biases and what you thought autism to be. Autism need not be a lifelong disability. It is treatable. Children can learn to speak, to communicate, to function.
That's Ilana Gershlovitz. Thank you so much for your time. She's the author of Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism. She's also the director of Star Academy. Give us your thoughts on the conversation there with Ilana and the interventions that you've been able to utilize successfully on your journey or your child's journey with autism. As we've underlined in our conversation, throughout our conversation, of course, there's a spectrum and symptoms and, you know, are severe to mild, and the breakthroughs, if there are any, can be significant or small. But, you know, what has been your personal journey, your lived experience with autism? Send those SMSs to 31702. And, you know, as Ilana said, have you been able to, upon receiving, you know, the doctor giving you the diagnosis of your child's autism, were they supportive to point you in the right direction and say, here's a specialist or here's someone who's been studying this or working on this, speak to them and they might be able to help you? Or were you simply given a diagnosis and it was left at that and you had to figure it out for yourself?